Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Vishnu. All right, so Bank Negara has just released the 2016 annual report. Vishnu, what's your biggest takeaway from last year's performance for Malaysia's economy?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway could probably be summed up as tentative optimism. I think Bank Negara has put forward that growth was a decent 4.2% and expects a further improvement as it does in terms of exports, imports, the overall conditions with the pickup in inflation as well. Nonetheless, I think there are certain uncertainties that Bank Negara is looking for. So tentative optimism would be how we would sum it up.
Now, at the same time, we recall that the central bank last July, they lowered the benchmark interest rate. Bank Negara calls the move as having played a key role in supporting growth during the year. So in your opinion, how crucial was that 25 basis point cut in the OPR, just to give Malaysia that 4.2% GDP growth?
I think in one context, it could be argued that if domestic growth was the main driver of the economy, then a 25 basis point cut would at the margin have lowered debt burdens and financing costs, allowing the economy to pick up a little bit more. However, in our books, a 25 basis point cut is really a bit of an insurance cut and only marginally boosts Malaysia's stand, whereas I think the overall bottoming and recovery in global conditions were the predominant factor.
But with GDP growth expected to be faster this year, a range between 4.3 to 4.8%, also when you consider the higher inflation or at least higher inflationary pressures there, do you see much room for Bank Negara to massage or maybe do another insurance move on the OPR, you think?
It would be a very tough call, particularly because the U.S. Federal Reserve is also beginning to kick into higher gear the pace at which they are hiking rates, which means that this would start narrowing the interest rate differential between Malaysia and the U.S. So apart from the fact that fundamental facts such as higher growth and higher inflation would tie BNM's hands, there's also the contingent risk of ringgit instability if risk conditions globally weaken. So I think a cut this year would be a tall order.
But we are 1 month shy of Bank Negara Governor Dato' Muhammad Ibrahim's first year in charge. But moving forward, what do you think will weigh most heavily on his radar? Will it be that headline GDP growth or inflation or perhaps the ringgit volatility?
In our books, I think ringgit volatility would probably be the biggest bugbear. After all, I think GDP to a large extent would be a function of external factors, including oil prices, which are not within the central bank's control. And similarly, inflation too, because as base effects fade, I think inflation is going to pick up, and food inflation to some extent is also not within the control of the central bank. And these two are going to remain within parameters, whereas the bigger unknown and the one that can fluctuate a lot more would be ringgit, and ringgit stability would be key. And I think markets will be watching very closely what happens with in terms of whether there'll be further control measures or not.
But what about inflation or global reflation specifically that we're seeing around, since this year, given that there has been a rebound in oil prices, but yet we have seen that rally in oil prices come off a bit. So do you think that reflation trend will continue to feed into Malaysia's inflation number as well?
To a large extent, I think the reflation numbers will continue to feed in. And as you rightly pointed out, because oil prices have moderated from the pickup, so it's not going to be a case of accelerating reflation, but reflation will remain in place for two reasons. One is the energy price effect will start to become accretive. That means adding to inflation rather than subtracting from, which was the case in the past. The other reason is also food inflation is picking up, as well as the overall global inflationary trend. So that would continue to pick Malaysia's inflation slightly higher this year.
Well, perhaps, you know, if we can shy away from Ben Ngara real quick, by looking at the fiscal side, do you see them having much fiscal policy space in order to, you know, again, curb or mitigate the effects of rising inflation and to perhaps prop up domestic spending in order to achieve that higher GDP growth? What do you think?
It is going to be a bit of a constraint to the extent that oil price pickup would bump up, you know, inflation, but not to the extent where the fiscal revenues attributable to oil would give the government a lot more free play. Also, I think in terms of where the fiscal policy can go, a lot more needs to be done in terms of tightening operational expenses to do more medium to longer term development expenditure. But that's not going to be a short-term playbook that can boost GDP substantially.
Much has been made about Putrajaya's fiscal consolidation path. Their attempts to achieve that balanced budget by 2020 seems to have come off the rails a little bit. And what do you think? Again, do they have the kind of will and resolve to ultimately meet that goal, albeit by a delayed timeline?
To be really fair, I think the fiscal consolidation has been done very well. To the extent that you know, Malaysia, to a large extent, has moved away from over-reliance on oil revenue. So the revenue base is wider, which means naturally fiscal sustainability becomes, you know, or the prospects for fiscal sustainability become much, much better. But having said that, I think in the near term, there would be some headwinds to that, given that there are conflicting and competing interests from boosting growth as well as fiscal consolidation. We can't achieve both equally well. And I think the fair case to be made is that there can be targeted you know, fiscal spending to boost economy wherever necessary.
All right, looking ahead now, in less than 3 hours from now, we're expecting last month's inflation data out at noon today. Real quick, what's your expectation there?
Well, our expectation is that, you know, you could see the headline numbers jumping quite a bit. So from a low 3% number, that was 3.2% last month, we're expecting it to hit very close to 4%, or maybe just shy of. And I think this is within expectations. But nonetheless, like you rightly pointed out earlier, it would constrain the central bank's playbook as we go forward this year.
Thank you so much for your time and your insights there. That was Vishnu Varadhan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank in Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.